Hello, is this Ronald? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, am I speaking with Ronald?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
You're going to have to repeat that. I'm kind of elderly, and I don't understand too well.
All right. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
So we want to get a large demographic of all ages. So would you mind sharing your age?
74.
All right. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race.
Oh, I'm white.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a liberal Democrat.
All right. So would you say you're a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I strongly approve.
All right. Thinking about the issues the country is facing, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Would you say improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, or combating threats to our democracy?
All of the above.
All right. If you have to choose two of them, which would you say are the two most important ones to you?
Well, I'm not going to ask you to name all those again, so.
All right. Well, I could if you would like.
Pardon me?
I could repeat them if you would like that.
Okay, repeat them.
All right, so the issues go: improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, or combating threats to our democracy.
Now, I'm only supposed to pick one?
Two.
Oh, two. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think you should protect women's rights and access to abortion. Is that one of them?
Yes, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
And, oh, let's see, on the other ones, probably protecting the environment.
All right. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold, so it's like neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Dave Reichert.
Dave Reichert?
Mm-hmm. Dave Reichert.
I'd give him a pretty low score. He is, isn't he the ex-sheriff that became a congressman?
Oh, I would not is know. We required to read verbatim, and I only know what's in the survey. So, are you sorry, but I can't, I don't know.
Okay, I'll give him a low score. I think that's who that is. I'll give him a 5.
5, Ari. What about Joe Biden?
I'll give him 99.
99, all right. What about Donald Trump?
I'll give him a minus 10.
All right. So would that be a 0 then?
I'm sorry?
Would that be a 0 then?
That would be a 0, yeah.
All right. What about Bob Ferguson?
Bob Ferguson?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the Attorney General? Or what is he? I don't recognize, I mean, I recognize the name, but I'm not sure who he is.
All right, no worries.
I think he might be the Attorney General, but I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. What about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Oh, I give her a 99, too, also.
All right. What about Joe Kent?
I'll give him a 1.
All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
I'll have to give them a 2.
2? All right. And what about Democrats in Congress?
Oh, I'll give them a 95.
95? All right. So if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
What do you think?
I think you would say Joe Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden.
All right. But would you vote for Joe Biden?
Yes, I would.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I would vote for Glusenkamp.
All right. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
Who are you talking about?
Joe Kent.
0 chance.
All right. So next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's an important quality at all to have, a 5 if you think it's a somewhat important quality to have, or a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. So the first one is a working mom who understands the needs of families.
You'll have to repeat that. You're kind of breaking up.
A working mom who understands the needs of families.
As far as a tribute for a member of Congress, is that the question?
Yeah, so the question here is, I'm going to read you some statements, and if you could rate them on how you think, if this is like an important quality or attribute that your members of Congress should have, or if you don't think it's important. So a 0 would be that you don't think it's important at all to have this quality. A 5 means that you think it's a somewhat important quality to have. And a 10 means that you think it's an extremely important quality to have. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
So would you like me to repeat the first one?
Yes.
All right. A working mom who understands the needs of families.
I'd rate that up there about an 8.
All right. A small business owner.
Give that one a 7.
7, all right. A fighter for the middle class.
A what?
A fighter for the middle class.
Oh, I think that should be up there around 7 or 8.
So with that, if you could rate it in like a single number category, which ones do you think you would rate it under?
Repeat that.
if you had to rate it under, like, a single number, which one do you think?
Oh, okay. Eight.
Eight? All right. Someone who shares your values.
Six.
Six, all right. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
I'll get that up there about an eight or nine.
All right. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
I guess a seven.
Seven, six. All right.
I'll go six.
Oh, you'll go six? All right. Let me just change it to six. There it is. Perfect. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see while it loads, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, a 0 means that it's not a convincing reason at all to support her for Congress, and you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Columbian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
You know, I'm awfully sorry, but it's really broken up, and it's hard for me to understand what you're saying.
Oh, would you like me to repeat it again more slowly or louder?
If you have the time.
Oh, all right. No worries. So would you like me to repeat the statement or also the instructions again?
The instructions.
All right. So the instructions for this part of this survey is that I will be reading you a statement, and based on the statement, you will rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means that you think this statement is not convincing at all to support her. And then 5 is this statement is somewhat convincing of a reason to vote for her. And a 10 means that this statement is a very convincing reason to want to support her. And you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
So would you like me to read the statement again?
Please.
All right. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Columbian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party?
I would give that a 9.
All right. In February of 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make a woman's decision for them.
I think that's 9.
All right. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down the costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions for real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
I'll give that a 9.
All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people like to change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I have to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I would vote for Perez.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Joe Kent. Other people will hear other statements about some other candidates. But for our case, if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and a 10 means that it does not give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy her freedom to decide for herself if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
What am I supposed to do? I think that's a 1.
All right. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
I believe that's a 1.
All right. So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I would never support him for Congress.
All right. So given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support for him for Congress?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe his stance on abortion.
All right. His stance on abortion. Perfect. Thank you for that answer. It's really good. All right. So the last two questions I have are just for statistical purposes. We're about 98% done with our survey, so thank you for staying here this far. So the question is, what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
What's that question again?
What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Oh, I had 2 years of college.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
How often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, you too. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.